Russia's Last and Greatest President, Part 2. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Thursday, May 14th, 2026. Russia's Last and Greatest President, Vladimir Putin. Part 2 again. Contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Also, programs archived on thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. This is The Present Truth, Vladimir Putin. In part one, I began to just give a history of Russia from like 1990 to 2007, when Vladimir Putin made his address at the 43rd Munich Conference on Security Policy. And I've been reading out of his speech to that conference. It was just at the end of the George Bush Jr. administration. Everything that he had presented at that conference is really, to a great degree, prophetic and for today. Then this year, at the same conference, Marco Rubio, in February, he addressed the attendees, and it was historic. And I will say this just quickly, comparing what Putin stated, what Marco Rubio presented, basically, in my view, they were addressing the individuals that have been involved in bringing to pass a new world order. Putin was addressing the group that, since the time of Cecil Rhodes to the present, through World War I, World War II, up to the time of the Berlin Wall coming down, these individuals, these families, these structures of power in the United States and Europe that have pushed for a one-world government, a world hegemony centered in the United States of America. The British and their role through the vision of Cecil B. Rhodes, a one-world government where the ruling class would be white, and the British changed the use of white to English. And you have the Five Eyes countries, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, Canada, and the United States. Britain cannot bring, how to put it this way, without the United States, there will be no new world order, one world government. We are necessary. Donald Trump is in the process of, you might say, separating the oil from the water. And he's doing a good job of it. Will he be able to do it eventually? To this point, there will be two economic systems in the world. There will not be one economic system ruled by our Federal Reserve or the Bank of International Settlements or the World Bank or Brussels or Belgium or the other groups. Marco Rubio, when he addressed the conference, his address to the attendees, basically told the Europeans that we are related, but we are no longer going to help you in bringing a global government and setting it in place, to causing it to exist, to set it in place, to rule over it. That's for another program. I'm going to go back to what Vladimir Putin had to say. Now, this is very important because very soon you can listen to my previous programs. Very soon, Russia will no longer be a world power. When Russia and the nations that will create a war in the Middle East, when this war is concluded, Russia will cease to be an international power. There will be two powers in the world: the West, the United States, and basically China. Then the religion, the Islamic religion, and in America, in the West, it will be a satanic order. I'm being honest with you, clear with you. It will be a kingdom of darkness, a satanic society. Why do I say that? At the end of the century, 1999, the major covens, the satanic network in the United States of America, they basically made a proclamation stating that the coming century, the century that we are presently in, would be a satanic century. I'm quoting from what I had read, and I forgot. I wish I had the article. We are now, the world is now in a satanic century. The Satanists of the world are actively building a society and a group of societies that will worship Satan. You may call that crazy, but read Revelation chapter 13. Read Revelation chapter 13. It makes it very clear. There will be a kingdom that is ruled by two people. We call the one the leader, the Antichrist, the son of perdition. The second is called the prophet, a second beast, a false prophet who sets the table for the first beast. This is Christian ministers won't talk like this because it will cost them their congregations. I am a minister. I have a ministry, which if you go to thispresenttruth.com, you'll see my ministry name, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, and programs on that site. One website, but two active, I guess you could say sites to go to, two podcast sites, thispresenttruth.com, and also the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. But to get to both, just go to thispresenttruth.com. So, Vladimir Putin, before I get too involved in a new direction, let me continue. You'll have to go to part one, because up to where I'm going to begin now, I laid out what Putin had done when he became president of Russia, and who the threat to Vladimir Putin and Russia, to the United States via Donald Trump, who is, and Israel, who their greatest prime minister ever. Now, whether he's corrupt, whether he's moral, whether he's ethical, all I'll say is this: Israel is not committing genocide. Israel is finding the terrorist groups that have one purpose: to destroy the Jewish people, causing a genocide, and to destroy the remembrance of Israel, which would be ethnic cleansing. Israel is fighting for its existence, from this point forward, and it has been this way since Israel became a nation in 1948, May 15th, which they'll have their celebration anniversary of their birth date tomorrow. Israel is commanded by the prophets, ancient prophets, that they will take over all of the Gaza Strip. They will have it. It will return into their control. The world can scream. They can have a rant. They can, have a meltdown. Doesn't matter. The governments, the people of the societies, Israel, according to the prophets of Israel, will once again completely control Gaza with no threat. Lebanon, with no threat. Southern Syria, with no threat after the destruction of Damascus, and the nation of present-day Jordan. Israel will rule the region. There's no getting around it. Eventually, Israel will rule the region, and then there will be the new conflict, which will be the Russian war in the near future. I feel, in my view, it'll be Vladimir Putin that will be the president of Russia when this war is triggered. Now, this is why I feel to cover Vladimir Putin, the Russian people. This is a major sign from God. The world will see it. But if the world doesn't understand that this is in the Bible and this prophecy about Russia's destruction is in the Bible, then God will not be feared. But because it is an ancient prophecy, it will come to pass openly for everyone to view, especially the leaders of all of the nations, not only in the Middle East, not only in Eastern, Central, and Western Europe, in Africa, in South America, in the United States, Five Eyes nations, all the leaders of the world will realize that they are now fighting with God Himself to try to change prophecy and to alter the course of mankind's history and events that are to occur. In the New Testament, it says that we're to give honor to whom honor is due. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he needs to be honored for who he is and what he has done for the Jewish people and Israel in spite of the attempts to remove him. He's the only individual that has the ability and understands what must be done to protect Israel as a nation and the Jewish people as a people. He is aware of the corruption within the country via individuals that are totally behind a new world order. And he is kind of right in, you might say, half in the boat, half out of the boat, because he also knows who rules the world, like Putin, like Trump, like Xi Jinping, like the people of the leaders of Europe, who has ruled the world for 120-something years through the United States of America. It is the group, two sister chapters, one in the city of London, one in New York City, Pilgrim Society. These individuals, they know who controls the world. God does too. And God now will begin to expose the true multi-headed Hydra, the multi-armed Shiva. These are the occult leaders that have been in power for thousands of years, and they're going to be exposed, and God is going to judge them. It cannot be avoided. But I have to give honor to whom honor is due. Like I stated at the end of the last program, in 1990, when the Berlin Wall came down, everyone thought that was the end of Russia. And through Boris Yeltsin, he was going to give Russia away. He was betrayed by the Clintons, Bill Clinton, William Jefferson, William Rockefeller Jefferson Clinton. He was betrayed by Bill and realized that Bill was going to work with the European NATO countries and bring Ukraine into NATO. Boris turned Russia over to Vladimir Putin, a Russian patriot. It's where God put him, where God placed him. People may hate him. It doesn't matter. I don't view this from, am I communist? I'm not a communist. I'm not a fascist. I'm none of these things. But I know Bible history and I know Bible prophecy. Xi Jinping, in his own way, is the greatest president ever of China because he has to be unique because of technology. Putin has to be technique because there is nations that are trying to destroy Russia. And if they can destroy Russia, they keep Russia out of Bible prophecy. It's not going to happen. And God put Vladimir Putin put in and the presidency. And Putin has brought Russia back from bankruptcy, from basically being destroyed. The people, they were shattered psychologically. They're coming out of the communist, the leaders of communism in Russia. These people were coming out of poverty. There was nothing in Russia. There wasn't anything. Basically just people working farms, getting by on existing, more so than in China, but still not like they should. They weren't prospering the way they should. Vladimir Putin changed that. Then with Barry Satoru coming into power after George Jr., then Putin began to realize that this administration or that administration was going to be even more vicious toward Russia and was going to push harder to provoke Russia into conflict either in the Middle East, Afghanistan, elsewhere, but also with using NATO. And Vladimir Putin knew that he had to make decisions for the Russian people. Now, I'm going to pick up where he is beginning now. He's already begun to address the 2007 Munich Conference on Security Policy. And he now is going to address the chancellor. I don't remember who she was, but he states, quote, Madame Federal Chancellor already mentioned the combined GDP measured in purchasing power parity of countries such as India, China, and China is already greater than that of the United States. In a similar calculation with the GDP of the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China surpasses the cumulative GDP of the EU. And according to experts, this gap will only increase in the future. Now he makes a very important statement, which the people of the world don't understand. The people of the United States don't have a clue. He just basically told the people at that conference, all of the occult families, the occult satanic structure of Europe, and the main leaders of the city of London and in the United States, George Soros at that time, the head of the Economic Forum, Schmidt, I've only stated his name a million times, Klaus Schwab. He's telling all of them, I am putting together over the last 2 years, since 2005, I have been working with these countries that I just mentioned. I'm just explaining. He's telling these people, I have been working on putting together a group of very powerful nations that are now beginning to develop. India, China, South Africa, Brazil. These are developing countries. These are the new strategic economic powers of the future. We are working together. And together, we have more gross national product, or GDP, gross domestic product, than the European countries. He was telling them, it exists, and this is the future. And I say to this audience, it is in the Bible. You go to Matthew chapter 25, where Christ presents the story of the sheep and the goats. In the time of Antichrist, for you who are not Christians, who are not believers, who are watching prophecy being fulfilled, more so than even the Christians, this is for you. There will be two economic systems when Antichrist comes to power in the West, in the United States. One system, it says that they have the ability to travel, they can visit people in the hospital, they have access to water, they can give people something to drink, they have access to food, they can feed people that are hungry, they can clothe people that are naked, and they can just basically travel. That's one world. It's the time when Christ returns. In the world, there's going to be another system, the goat system, where they have access to water, to food, to travel. They have finances. They have access to clothing. But they do nothing to help their fellow man. There are two systems. One will be in the West. You can't buy. You can't sell. But the system that the sheep are involved in, they can travel. They can buy. They have access to what is needed to stay alive. Who put it together? Who's putting together? Who put together the system apart from the Klaus Schwab system? Vladimir Putin. So the world really, the world needs to thank him. At one time, Russia was an enemy because it was an enemy of Christ himself, of God himself. It was an antichrist society going up into the 80s. Things changed in about 1976. The Jesus movement in the United States of America, starting in 1960, began to change the dynamic spiritually in the United States of America. It began, brought in a great prosperity to the United States, brought in more of a God consciousness to this country. The devil worshipers couldn't stand it. They hated it. But God would use many of these young Jesus people to go to other countries to preach the gospel, meaning to preach the reality that Jesus Christ is real, that he is going to return. He did die. He did raise from the dead. He took the keys of death and hell. Death has no hold of him any longer, never again. They took the gospel to Eastern Europe. The man that I study more than anyone else, his name is Michael McKibben. Michael McKibben is the individual that broke the code so that you who are listening that use social media, whether it be TikTok, whether it be any of these, Facebook, any of them, he is the man that broke the code. He is a Christian man. He went to, with a group of young people, to Eastern Europe to sing. They were musicians. They went to Eastern Europe and began to sing. I think it was in Romania or in Poland. And they had a real productive time in the churches with the older people and the younger people. And they went, eventually were invited to Russia when it was communist. People think that it was Ronald Reagan who, giving a demand, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. No, it was because Russia had to become great, and what cracked that spirit of Antichrist and anti-God was the Jesus people now that had gone from America to Eastern Europe, and now there was now more prayer, and there was more there was a return of the people to the living God. This is what happened. And when that began to happen, communism was like a dry twig. It snapped in half. That was it. And then Yeltsin, he did what he could do through the 90s, but eventually he betrayed Russia also until he realized that he was betrayed by the Satanists of the West, and he turned Russia, put Russia in the hands of Vladimir Putin. And Putin now has brought Russia back to be a great nation solo, by herself, without a group of other nations. It would be what we knew as the Soviet Union. Nope. Ezekiel 38:39 said Russia will be so powerful, alone, solo, without any outside assistance, that Russia would be powerful. And how? Selling gas to Europe, to Germany, and building weapons, having the industry, having the metals, having gold, silver. And the main thing with Vladimir Putin, like he's speaking right here in this article, the transcript that I have, he is telling the people at that conference, this is in 2007, Russia's going to be great. I'm the man that's going to make Russia great. I'm working with other countries to build a new system. And he built the system, a new economic way for the nations to separate themselves from the grip of the power of the Rockefellers and Rothschilds in the West. I'm going to break that grip and give the world, the nations of the world, even the little nations, an opportunity to be free of having to pay homage to the Rockefellers in the West and the Rothschilds in Europe. 2022, because there was a push again by Obama through, or by Joe Biden, who never was president, but at the behest of the hidden Obama power mechanism, Biden was going to push to bring Ukraine into NATO. And Russia had to take a stand, and they moved into Ukraine. And everybody thinks it was Russia trying to expand. Russia doesn't need more territory. China is having a hard time right now. She has so many tentacles out throughout the world, she can't control anything. Russia knows better, and it's not in the Bible, not in the scripture. Russia's not doing anything to gain land except when she moves into the mountains of Israel in present-day Jordan with other countries. So, 2022, Klaus Schwab tells Putin, you are no longer, you are uninvited, you are unfriended from the World Economic Forum. It was perfect timing. Putin said he walked away, but he had been part of it. He had been visiting, he'd been attending, because he wanted to know, how are they doing this? How are they going to put it together? What is their plan? What is their purpose? And Putin knew China was basically absorbing, like a sponge, everything that Klaus was doing. Because remember, China, that ancient dragon spirit of China, wants to rule the world. The dragon wants to have its feet and its tail on the earth's surface. Putin still knows that today. He can trust Xi Jinping to a degree, but he's not biting. But he told Schwab, no problem. It's okay. I have another system that I'm trading with China. I'm trading with India. I'm going to trade with the nations in the Middle East using our own currencies, the ruble, the yen, the yuan, the whatever. I'll trade with them. We'll use our own currencies, and we will be definitely, we'll use your SWIFT system for transfers, but we don't need it. We'll have our own system that we can function apart from the Schwab satanic system. And he said, fine. And it exists today. And it's in Matthew chapter 25, the sheep and the goats. Two systems. Thank Vladimir Putin for taking action and putting it together. But now, still Russia is going to be punished for their anti-Semitism, just like Turkey and these other nations that will come with Russia. So here we have Vladimir Putin addressing these people at this conference, the security conference. Yeah, security, that's a laugh. It's about power. So I'm going to, as quickly as I can, I'm going to cover this. But remember, the podcasts are on my website, thispresenttruth.com. Very simple, thispresenttruth.com. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. To contact me by mail, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. So here's what he says. He says, there's no reason to doubt that the economic potential of the new centers of global economic growth will inevitably be converted into political influence and will strengthen multipolarity. Yesterday I talked about a unipolar world, meaning one nation runs the whole show. America. America's in the Bible, Revelation 17, Revelation chapter 18. He says, in connecting with this role of multilateral diplomacy, the role is significantly increasing. The need for principles such as openness, transparency, predictability in politics is uncontested, and the use of force should be a really exceptional measure, comparable to using the death penalty in the judicial systems of certain states. In other words, Islamic countries. He doesn't pull punches. Today we are witnessing the opposite tendency, namely a situation in which countries that forbid the death penalty, even for murderers and other crimes, are airily participating in military operations that are difficult to consider legitimate. What do they do in Russia with people that are murderers? Well, you won't see that on the front page of the New York Times. They just basically death penalty, and they have a lot of bullets. They don't wear out ropes. They have a lot of weapons from the Cold War going back to 1945. So he basically says what we're witnessing is madness. Madness. One group of people ruling the world that are mad, basically, is what he's saying. I'm using my own view. He says, I'm convinced that the only mechanism that can make decisions about using military force as a last resort, is the Charter of the United Nations. I understand that the use of force can only be legitimate according to what is being presented at this conference and what has been presented in dialogue internationally for years. He says that the only force can be used when the decision is taken by NATO, the EU, or the United Nations. And he said, so in other words, we, Russia, we can't use force? because it's got to be sanctioned by NATO, who won't do that, or the EU. They won't allow us to interfere in their affairs, or the UN. This is 2007, and 14 years later, roughly, what is it, 15 years later, he has to move into Ukraine. I think it's 15. Well, this, what he's saying in 2007 is, you're not going to allow us to protect ourselves. But he goes on to eventually say that we talked about the nuclear matter with building weapons, building missiles, nuclear missiles. The United States and Russia came to an agreement where we didn't increase our military stockpile, nor did they. But he said what happens is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, North Korea, with the Republic of Korea, South Korea, India, Iran, Pakistan, and Israel, now they are building nuclear weapons. And he states it like it is. To this day, the United States and Israel won't admit to Israel having nukes. But Putin stated, yes, Israel, Pakistan, Iran, India, Iran already has them. They have nuclear abilities. And Trump is actually making sure that Iran cannot be put in the position to have even a base to launch a nuclear weapon from. This war in Iran, the conflict in Iran, is in the Bible. Then he says, it's impossible to sanction the appearance of new disabling high-tech weapons. So there needs to be more dialogue on what the nations can use. He said, Star Wars is no longer a fantasy. He was in Europe, and I think he was in Europe, in Germany. That's where he was stationed as a young, he was a KGB. And he knew Angela Merkel. They knew each other. And the other Germans in West Berlin. Excuse me. And then he's back in Russia after the wall came down. Well, actually before the wall came down, but he's still in Germany. And eventually by the time the wall comes down, he's back. He watched the Reagan Star Wars program back in 2006, I was talking about on another, when I was on, began doing radio. At that time, the Star Wars program had failed. There's no way. There is no way. And by that time, in the early 80s, I realized that when Reagan began to talk about Star Wars, I had the concept and I understood this is going to be war in heaven, war outside of the atmosphere. It's in the Bible. There's going to be war in heaven. Michael and his angels, the devil and his angels. And this means not only spiritual war, but there will be at some point in the future things exploding in outer space. There will be a hundred satellites, two-thirds of them are going to come down. He said, it's impossible to sanction the appearance of new disabling high-tech weapons. The Star Wars is no longer a fantasy. It is a reality. In the middle of the 80s, our American partners were already able to intercept their own satellite. Militarization of outer space could have unpredictable consequences. There's war coming in outer space. Then he goes on to say also, the U.S. is going to use these weapons on the nations. The United States will use these satellite weapons out in space on the nations, go to Revelation chapter 13. During the time of the first and the second beast, in that chapter, they do these things, miraculous signs and wonders, causing fire to come down from heaven. Fire that is hotter than the sun. It's laser. Laser from satellites. So you're in a little city and you're in the palace. They don't need to send a drone. They don't need to send a bomb. They don't need a warthog. From satellite, they send a beam of fire to come down and destroy anything they want. Destroy forests, to evaporate a lake, water in the lake. Miracle, signs, wonders. So then he says there needs to be an agreement on the prevention of deploying weapons in outer space. And there need to be plans to expand certain elements of the anti-missile defense system to Europe. These systems cannot help but disturb us. So in other words, we're putting in 2005, 4, 3, 2, we're putting these weapon systems in Europe, in the NATO countries, to protect them from what Russia might do. I think when the Russia war takes place, when Russia realizes they're being defeated, I think there will be orders given to go ahead and send out drones or whatever to hit certain areas of Eastern, Central, and Western Europe and along the nations along the coast in the Mediterranean. I think, as you might say, the final 2 minutes of the fireworks on the 4th of July, Russia's going to, and these other countries possibly, are going to send explosives through the air to cause some punishment to the European nations. Vladimir Putin is the greatest president that Russia has ever had. He has now made Russia economically strong. The ruble is strong. Diplomatically, Russia has been, Vladimir Putin specifically, with his men, with his diplomats, working with all these other countries, giving them a plan and the blueprints on how to protect themselves from the United States. Yeah, they're going to protect themselves from Europe too. But I'm going to mention it right now. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 50, it says that the United States will become a sledgehammer. The United States will be the hammer of the whole world. We will be the maul, sledgehammer, to destroy the nations that will not go along with the occult objectives of this country in the near future. The operation in Iran is called Operation Sledgehammer. You don't think that God, Christ, is coming back? He is coming. Operation Sledgehammer. I'll read it to you out of what version is this? The Good News Translation. It says here, Babylonia, meaning the United States of America, Babylonia, you are my hammer, my weapon of war. I use you to crush nations and kingdoms. I use you to crush nations and kingdoms. This is what is happening in Iran. Now, will Donald Trump be the president to take this sledgehammer internationally? The operation in Iran is Operation Sledgehammer. It's local to one nation. But eventually, America will be a war club or a hammer or a battle weapon or a weapon of war. A hammer and weapon of war will be a destroying maul, M-A-U-L. We are in the end times. This is why I felt to just do this program on Vladimir Putin. He is in his own way. I have to view things not because I'm an American and loyal to America. I have to view things, and I do, as a minister. I cannot be affected by love for Israel or Russia or England or no. My love is to God and His kingdom, to the kingdom of heaven. And as a representative of the kingdom of heaven, I view Xi Jinping as the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, are they evil? To the uttermost. Absolutely, totally. Great, great evil, past, present, and future. How about Germany? Every nation is guilty of atrocities and murder and death and hardship and pain and suffering and great evil to the people of their societies. Not one country, not Israel, not the United States, not England, never, ever one country that is not guilty of every single evil in the Bible. Perversion sexually of every kind, using the latest technology for suffering, for people that will make slaves, slave trade, organ harvesting, sacrifice, using human beings as sacrifice. Mexico, you go to Mexico City, it was a lake, and in the lake, they had an altar, and they would sacrifice hundreds of thousands of people. This is why Mexico City is cursed. Mexico is a cursed nation. Why? Because of the gods that they worship. Not just within Catholicism. There's Satan worship in Catholicism. Read what it says in to the church in Thyatira in chapter 2 of Revelation. Witchcraft in Thyatira. Is there witchcraft in the evangelical churches? Absolutely. Lutheran churches? Greek churches? Yes. They've all been infiltrated by children of the devil. But I'm going back to Vladimir Putin. So Putin goes on and he said, you know, you people, you talk about, for example, having, you know, you are concerned about Russia putting bases and militaries in countries surrounding our country and elsewhere. What about America? America has put bases all over these NATO countries, and some of these bases hold, 5,000 troops. So why are we not allowed to do that, but you are? And he goes on to say that in 1990, we decided to basically make a shift and pick up democracy and begin to work with nations. We disband eventually the Soviet Union, and we try to work with the nations. We try to, we figured the best way to go forward is diplomacy. And we picked up that spirit, that attitude. That was our plan, our objective. That was our method to work with all the countries. And eventually, we're selling oil, we're selling gas, we're trading with our European neighbor, the Eastern nations, the Central Western nations, and the Western countries in Africa. And we're working together. But now, in 2007, there's an imbalance. Russia is still the bad guy. Russia is still the enemy. We can never, in spite of our actions, you'll never accept the fact that we have a right to just live at peace, be a nation. We mind our own business, but we do have to protect ourselves. We're not fools. The United States, there is within that country, there is a group that have been there from the beginning, from the time of Abraham Lincoln, and their children and their children's children and children's children, great, 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 still anti-Russian. In Europe, the same. China, there had to be a distance between us for centuries, but we've basically, Russia has worked things out with Xi Jinping. And in 2022, the same month that Russia went into Ukraine, just before that, in early February of 2022, at the Beijing Olympics, Russia and China, they became partners in protecting each other from the powerful two sister groups in City of London and New York City. This is who the multi-headed Hydra, the multi-armed Shiva. Which is the Hydra? Which is the Shiva? Is the City of London? Is that the multi-armed Shiva? And New York City, the multi-headed Hydra? Or vice versa? Either one, both are extremely demonic and powerful, destructive. And this is who Russia has been having to fight. The same with Xi Jinping. And Xi and Putin made an agreement at the Beijing Olympics. They would declare, and they declared war on the United States of America. A declaration of war, not with bullets, but in other ways. And they made a statement. We, two countries, from this point forward, we will hold the most important diplomatic conferences in the world. We will hold them. It won't be the United States any longer. We will hold them. Well, Trump right now in China, he is holding a conference with Xi, which is one of the greatest, one of the most important meetings in the Gentile world, I'll put it that way, with the nations of the world, that these 17 powerful men, these people hold the world basically in their grip, in their grasp, financially, through land ownership, management, technology, finance. It's unbelievable. I'm going to have to do a program on it also. But Putin and Xi made the decision to declare war on the United States, which they did. All the other nations in the world understood what happened. The American people don't have a clue. The European countries, France, Germany, all of them. Why do you think since 2022 they have been, the attack has been two ways, to the north and east, Russia, jumping the ocean to the west, Donald Trump. Once that agreement took place, Trump knew he had to run again. He had to win the election and begin to, you might say, to cripple the rudder and to keep the propellers, the propulsion system for this new world order, to interfere with its objectives. He's not going to be able to stop it. But with Trump, Putin, and Xi Jinping, they all know together who these two powerful occult creatures are: the multi-armed Shiva, the multi-headed Hydra. They know who they are. One in the city of London, one in the city of New York, New York City. And Trump is over in China. And I know China is not wanting the United States to interfere with China taking the control of Taiwan. Before China takes control of it, that city, that industry will be scuttled. It will be scuttled. It will be eliminated. Trump will not give that technology to Xi Jinping. The people on that island don't have a future. Then Xi Jinping will look to South Korea. Those people in South Korea, I'm telling you, it's going to be tough, disastrous. This is why I would ask you to tell the people that you love, the people that want to know the truth, to please come to these programs. I have programs that I have had in my mind for 25 years that I could not discuss until now. And I have to present them while we have freedom. But they're very important. Xi Jinping, I believe, is one of the greatest, if not at the present time, the greatest president of China. In spite of what the CCP is and what China is as a culture. Vladimir Putin, the greatest in Russia's history ever. In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Nobody could do what Netanyahu has done and will do, because the others that have been leaders were compromised. They were part of a global system. In this country, the greatest president ever in American history is, and in future history, which will just be one more administration, is Donald Trump. He is doing everything possible to keep this ship afloat. And he has to, everything he's doing right now, you may not understand what I'm saying, you may. The next administration will not have the abilities that Trump has to build the vehicle, the greatest vehicle ever, as far as a society, making this country more powerful than it's ever been. And it's going to be, once Trump has completed building a system that is in the Bible that can control every single person. Trump, does he know that it is in the Bible? I don't know. He's not the people around him that are Christians, they're not very deep. Oh, they like to sing and dance, and they do have a form of godliness, but they don't have any power. They don't know that Donald Trump is building the vehicle, the vessel, the equipment, the infrastructure, the technology, everything that's needed. And he is hoping that this can stay in the hands of the MAGA people in the future. It won't. It is being built for another administration, which is going to bring darkness on the United States. Well, I'm done for this program. Podcasts archived on thispresenttruth.com. Contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And I guess for today, that's it. But my next program, remember, tell your family and your friends, thispresenttruth.com. So, God bless you. God bless you. Bye.